Welcome to this week's Wellness, Wealth and Mindset Weekly, personal lessons and experiences from the past week. So let's dive in to today's episode. Today's theme is going to be very inclusive of health, wealth and mindset. And the theme is going to be running through each section, but I'm going to divide them into individual sections as always. But there is a running theme with each concept that I'm going to talk about today, because it really stumbled on me recently about health, wealth and mindset in terms of how many people and how many of us maybe are guilty of relying on one thing when it comes to looking after our health, wealth and mindset. So let me explain when it comes to health. First of all, this could be the fact that you enjoy cycling, for example, and that's your main form of activity to keep you physically fit. However, you might not do anything else around that. That could include potentially strength training, mobility work, just general other forms of activity like swimming, running, walking, playing tennis. Many forms of activity out there to keep you healthy. And it's really important that you focus on a well-rounded approach to health that does include strength training and mobility, especially because that will aid certainly your cycling performance or other sports that you might be into, for example, running, swimming, football. Strength and mobility will certainly support those sports and other sports that you can play. However, I do feel people tend to rely solely on one aspect to keep them healthy. And then when that one aspect is removed, they struggle to find something to replace it. So I'll give you an example. I spoke to someone many times doing a health assessment, and this has come up quite a few times where they've been injured. And I've got a knee injury, I've got a ankle injury, so I can't put any load for it. So they haven't done any physical activity while the injury is healing. And I always highlight, why can't you go for a swim? If you can walk on it, can you do some light walking? If you can go on an exercise bike or a cross trainer or something that's low impact, so you're not putting as much load for your body. There are many ways that you can stay physically active even when you're injured. And I think a lot of the time, one, we use it as an excuse because we've only used to doing one thing. And another option is that a lot of time we put all our eggs in one basket, hoping that's going to be the sole solution to our problems. And then when that solution maybe fails us for whatever reason, we maybe pigeon that solution as the wrong solution, and then jump on the next solution and repeat that same process. And that can be exactly the same when it comes to your diet, trying to manage your weight healthily. If you jump on one diet to the next and they both fail you eventually down the line, you believe that those were wrong for you or they didn't work for whatever reason. But essentially, it might just be your view of how you approach that solution and focusing all your eggs in one basket rather than looking at a holistic approach to your health, wealth and mindset in terms of like nutrition and exercise. So takeaway point for me today will certainly be with your health, focus on multiple factors to keep you healthy. You can go for a run, swim, cycle. If you enjoy one more than the other, then certainly do more of what you enjoy, but try to test yourself and experiencing new experiences in order to keep you healthy. So go for a walk more often, do some strength training, do some mobility. Diet wise, you can follow a keto diet one day, you could fast the next day, you can have more carbs the next day, you can be a vegan one day. Just try a variety, because essentially then you're going to have a nice well-rounded approach to looking after your health and nutrition, your fitness as well, which will then keep you at a more stable level. And if one is removed or you can't, for example, if you're on a vegan diet and you go on holiday and there's no vegan options and you feel you're letting yourself down because you can only have meat, then you're not going to feel so guilty about having meat options, which are still as healthy for you and fine to have around managing your weight. And you feel you'll be able to manage your weight even if you are in those situations which are a little bit more out of your control, I suppose, what you control at home. So that goes the same for activity. If you're on holiday and maybe it's a less active holiday, You can still be walking actively, looking after yourself, so you're not going to come back off holiday, you know, 2 stone heavier than you did when you left. So try and view health and certainly nutrition, physical activity in multiple factors and use multiple tools to keep you healthy, fit, and manage your weight in the future. When it comes to wealth, like I said, the theme will resonate with each topic this week because all of us rely, in the majority of the world, on one source of income to support us, and that is your job. And we saw, obviously, during COVID, when that job is removed, a lot of people struggle. They don't have enough savings to last the month. Generally, most people are living month to month, paycheck to paycheck. So if that wasn't a warning sign to all of us, and for some of you that haven't maybe diversified your income and your portfolio of where you generate your income to support yourself and others around you, that you need a multiple streams of income to support you. Just like the health topic, multiple ways to keep yourself fit is generally going to be better than just one. Same when it comes to income. Try to invest to make your money work for you. Try to maybe have another side job or a side hustle that could bring in some income, rather than just solely expecting your one job to facilitate your lifestyle. Because as soon as that's removed, unless you've got a good amount of savings backed up, which again should be another form of managing your wealth in terms of having a nice nest egg that can support you for 2 or 3 months. If you do lose your job for whatever reason and you're out of work, but having a multiple streams of income, and the more multiple streams of income you do have, will certainly take the pressure off just having one source of income if that is removed for whatever reason. So multiple sources of income can be diversifying into property, buy to let, service accommodation, so generating wealth and income by buying assets. If you do own a house, that is not an asset unless you rent it out. If you buy a house and you live in it, that is going to be something that's going to drain you of money, so it's going to be more of a liability than an asset. Even though you do have equity in it, you cannot use that unless you sell the property or remortgage it. So if you do have equity, it might be worth remortgaging it to buy an investment property in order for you to then use that money to support your lifestyle additionally to your current job to support your lifestyle. So like I said, with health, try and have a nice diversify your wealth, diversify your income sources. That is just one option. Obviously, you can invest it in stocks and shares and pay dividends, which will invest and give you money on a monthly, yearly basis. There's other options like side hustles, which you could obviously do extra bit of work in your own time, weekends, just to support your income as well. And that hopefully will help you increase your income, and then you can maybe invest that money into money that's going to make you money, like property or stocks and shares. So certainly investigate and look into that a little bit more, because certainly that will help you breathe a bit easier. It'll take a little bit more stress off you, rather than worrying about that sole source of income. It's going to be your main source to fuel your lifestyle. So try and diversify your wealth by supporting it with more income streams. And the more multiple income streams you have, billionaires, millionaires have been shown to have 5 to 6, 7 streams of income. So the more you have, certainly the more wealthy and healthier your finances will be in the future. And finally, mindset wise, this theme continues again, because I feel a lot of people focus on one thing solely to manage their mental health. And most people I speak to, is exercise. And I'm not discounting that exercise is amazing for your mental well-being. But again, what happens when that form of activity, for whatever reason, is removed? You're too busy at work to be active, so that week you struggle and you don't feel yourself because you're not as active. You might get injured, so you can't do as much. So again, you're feeling frustrated because you can't be as active as you once were. And your dependency on being so active to manage your mental well-being can also be a limitation to managing your mental health in the future. Like I've mentioned, if any one of these sources that we've discussed today around health, wealth, and mindset are removed, what are you going to do? So really focus on multiple streams of managing your mental well-being. And I always advise people this could be meditation, cold therapy, journaling, talking therapy, support groups. So many options that you can use and tools that you can use to manage your mental health alongside just physical activity. Again, kind of removing exposure to stressful states that might cause a mental health issue. For example, if you're triggered by social media or the news, then try to avoid that and remove that as much as possible. The saying goes, if you have multiple layers, you're going to have multiple barriers to that are going to less impact your mental health in the future. So if you take the analogy of a block of cheese, the cheese that's got the holes in them, take one slice and you can see through the cheese, see through the slice. However, as a block of cheese, you can't see through it. So that will also mean that you've got a bigger barrier, a more well-rounded approach and support system to support your mental well-being. And this goes exactly when it comes to health and wealth. Health-wise, if you're just focusing on exercise to keep you healthy, then again, it might be a challenge because you also need good nutrition, good sleep, good mental well-being, etc. So I think focusing on multiple factors to give you a well-rounded support system for your health and your mental well-being and your finances is really, really vital. Do not focus just on one sole source to support you in any of those areas that I discuss each week. And I think the more you have in small doses, microdose it on a daily basis, the more well-rounded and supported I feel you'll be. And I feel you also feel that you are supported yourself. You feel more comfortable in yourself, that you've got those other tools to lean on if one or the other might be not performing it at its best for whatever reason. So definitely a closing statement for today and for this week's show is focus on multiple sources to support your health, wealth, and mindset. The more sources you have, they don't have to be massive amounts, but more microdosing, so you're just topping up as you go on a daily basis, the more well-rounded and holistic your approach is going to be to supporting your mental, physical, and wealth overall when it comes to managing that in the future. So definitely focus on that going forward. And if you found that helpful, let me know in the comments below. And if you found that helpful with the show, if you're enjoying the show so far, please leave a review over on iTunes, really help out the show. And if you want to connect with me over on social media, hit me up over on Instagram if you want to send us a message. But hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Thank you for joining me again for this week's Wellness, Wealth, and Mindset. And we'll see you again next time.